Hi, my name's Sandy and I'm an alcoholic. Talked to an old sponsor last week and he helped set me straight and built my story, took us off to more meetings again. But one of the things that I hadn't even realized until I started talking to him was that I'd be coming to these rooms now for a very long period of time. And this is where the first night I went to meetings, I was able to make it to two meetings, and the second meeting was in this hall, the same night, 26 years ago. Now, I have not been able to stay sober or sane that whole period of time, but things have certainly gotten better as long as I kept coming to these rooms, and as long as I listened and took the suggestions that were laid out before me. I first came to Alcoholics Anonymous in the first week of February in 1982. And I came because I didn't know how to live anymore. I was hiding in apartments, in my apartment, not answering the door, not answering the phone when it wasn't disconnected, getting my butt into work when I was sober and when I wasn't out on a binge. And I really didn't know how to live. I knew how to drink. I knew how to earn enough money so I could keep drinking. I knew how to scam some money out of bank machines back then so that I could even have more money to drink. But I didn't know how to live. I come from a suburban background, nothing outrageous about it. There was always, food on the table, roof over our heads, parents that cared for me. But I never felt a part of. I never felt that I belonged to any group. And nothing like a couple of beers in me that wouldn't worry about anything now. And I just felt more comfortable and felt that I could do anything. And my little twisted thinking, if 2's good, then 3's going to be better. If 3's better, 20's going to be great. And then as I'm throwing up, I said, well, we've got to go back and start all over again, so I'll have a couple of more. And that was the type of thinking that I did. I did not do it daily, mainly because I didn't have the funds, or in the early days, the wherewithal to do it in school. I was in high school and that type of stuff. But I used to have hobbies. I used to participate in judo. I used to play hockey at night with the lads on a Friday night. I would work. I would go to college. And all of those things fell away except for the drinking, which I kept doing. I got here, like I said, in 1982. I was 23 years old. And I identified. The first speaker I heard was at Tuesday Beginners here. It was a man that had to be at least in his 50s, or at least it seemed that way when I was 20. And he owned a garage, and he talked about wrecking cars and losing businesses. And yet, in spite of all those differences, I could identify with the feelings and the emotions that he was describing. Whether he was articulate or not, I don't think so. I was just so desperate to fit in and so desperate to have any glimmer of hope that I would be able to stop drinking. And I did. I stopped drinking for almost 3 years. I came to meetings. I followed some of the suggestions some of the time. Rarely followed all of the suggestions all of the time. But I was able to stay away from the drink. I was able to hold on to a job, take better care of myself, develop friendships with the people in these rooms. And after a while, I felt that wasn't enough. And I started comparing myself to the other people in these rooms. You know, silly things when I look back at it now. That somebody would come in and they would be, you know, I had a job when I got sober, and now he was, you know, 18 months sober, and he was living in Skid Row. Now he's got a job, so where's my promotion? I wanted linear growth. I wanted to be able to keep getting better in the material world. But I wasn't getting better inside. In this program, in the first couple of years, I developed a number of skills on how to be more social, how to talk to people, how to be slightly more assertive. Learned all these things in these rooms, which was great. But I wasn't willing to learn or to take a look at myself. I learned the coping mechanisms instead of learning how to get better. So I knew how to stay away from a drink, but I didn't know how to talk about my anger. I knew what to do when the stress came up. I would go running for a 10K race or go running for 45 minutes, but I didn't know how to talk about it. Not to say it was bad, I just hadn't put all the pieces of the puzzle together. And eventually I drank again. I did not follow the suggestions, I was very tired. I was sitting in a bar, and I said, what the fuck? And I started drinking again. And I thought I was safe because I had $20 in my pocket, and that really wasn't going to buy me a lot of liquor. But after two beer and the rest of the drunks were falling out of the room, I went over and started drinking their beer that they had bought, and they couldn't drink anymore. I just didn't care. No shame. All gone. That night I called in sick to work. And next day I got up and I started playing weasel games. Worse than I do now, let's put it that way. And I told myself it was that because I had been sick and I kept going to meetings, I didn't tell anybody, I didn't drink for another 6 weeks. And eventually after 11 months the drinking got to the stage that I couldn't deal with it anymore, and I told people. And I ended up going away to Beaver for 5 or 6 weeks, which is what I needed to get away from everything else, to have that break from reality. And I managed not to pick up a drink since then. And that's over 22 years now. But life goes on. There was periods that I was operating without a sponsor and didn't pick up a drink. There was periods where I was hanging out in pool halls for 8-9 hours a day to disappear to a meeting and come back and play more pool. All sorts of different coping mechanisms, but I have not had to pick up a drink. The biggest change probably happened, there's a bunch of them. At 6.5 years, I just felt so beat up. I didn't know how I could keep staying sober and going to meetings. But I made it through. At 8.5 years, I got myself a sponsor. Finally. In between 8 and 9 years. And the gentleman sponsored me for many, many years. He lives out of town, and I still call him and talk to him. I need to use a sponsor. I need to talk to people, not just those that have been around as long as me or longer than me, but I need to talk to new people. I need to remember when. It's very easy, I find, right now for me to forget how important meetings are. How that life just gets on and gets on its way, and before you know it, you know, away on vacation for 2 weeks. I haven't been to one in a couple of weeks. Well, I haven't been to one for another week because I had a meeting for work, then I had this, then I had that. But slowly it wears away. That lack of meetings wears away at the veneer of normalcy that I have developed over the years. And old thinking patterns come back, and an unwillingness to deal with things, an unwillingness to deal with people or situations. You folks have taught me that I need to talk, I need to face whatever's in front of me, and I need to deal with it. You've taught me that I need to ask for help, not only from staying away from a drink, but in all aspects of my life. And I need to reach out to a higher power. I need to do all three. I wish I could say I do it all the time in unison. I don't. But if I do, not only do I want to go to more meetings, I want to keep getting better. And I want to keep changing. The worst thing, I guess, I can say for myself is that, you know, when I get to the stage saying, oh, it's good enough, it'll do. That's not the case here. If I'm not continually growing and changing, I'm backsliding. And it may not be apparent for the first week. It may not be apparent on the second week. But it shows. I'm sure you've all heard it about, you know, my disease tells me I don't have a disease. My disease tells me all these other things. This is not news to you that have been here for a while. What I find remarkable is how easy it is for me to forget that, given the right set of circumstances. I'm glad to be at the meeting tonight. I'm glad I'm not sitting at home watching the Super Bowl, which is what I thought I was going to do 10 days ago. I got off my butt, and got out of the house, and ran an errand, and came into the city. And it feels good to be here. It sounds a little somber, and that's probably because I haven't been to a lot of meetings, like I said, in the last month or so. But there have been good times throughout the time that I've been here. There's been jokes, there's been laughter, there's been difficult times. There's been everything that's happened, and I haven't had to pick up a drink, which is great. But I have to keep remembering that it's not just about drinking. It's about getting better. It's about learning how to deal with stuff. About four or five years ago, you know, I hadn't drank, but I got myself into another jackpot with money, and I had to go hat in hand to my parents to borrow a large sum of money. And lo and behold, I'm now only a few months away of having paid all of that off. You know, Sometimes it takes a long time to clear up that wreckage of the past with finances, at least in my end, it did. But slowly, it's happened. Insanity. Some old stories. For those of you that haven't heard them, I can remember one night, sober a number of years, working the 4 to 12, went to this place that sold European sausages, and the woman served me the meal and asked me if I wanted a drink with that, and they had all these imported beers and all this stuff, and I said, not tonight. And I was so proud of myself. I had a ginger ale, and I had the plate of these wonderful sausage and fries and sauerkraut. This is good. I went back to the work and felt wonderful. The next night, I went back to the same restaurant just to prove that I didn't have to have a drink. And I did that for the next 3 nights. That's the insanity and the stubbornness that I don't need to do anymore. I really don't have much else to say. I'm glad to be here. I'm not so glad that Sean asked me to speak, but that's fine. I suggest to everyone get phone numbers. More importantly, use them. Find people that you can talk to. And if you haven't got somebody that you can talk to, you're not trying hard enough. I'm sorry. There's enough of us here and enough different types. Doesn't mean you'll have an instant connection. I certainly didn't have that with my sponsor at first. But it took a while. And then I found out, lo and behold, he was just like me. And when I used to see him at the front of the room, oh, he's so corporate. He's so marketing. Oh, I got nothing in common with him. I peeled back the layers. He and I had a lot more in common than I ever thought. I'd like to thank you for your time and your patience. Didn't get anything out of what I said? That's okay. Just get to another meeting. And thanks and have a wonderful night.